It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. Governor Jared Polis says he's still analyzing whether to call state lawmakers back to the Capitol for a special legislative session in response to passage of the federal budget bill. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The new law is estimated to cost the state about $1 billion from tax changes and cuts to Medicaid and food stamps. Polis says he's trying to figure out if there's anything that will need to be implemented before lawmakers return to the state house in January.
Now, many of the changes are tail-ended. Some not even in the next year. Some are 2-3 years out. But there will probably be some constellation of things, and that's what we're trying to analyze. We're saying, is there anything that the state would benefit from doing earlier rather than later? And that's really the main analysis work that's being done. Obviously, this bill just passed.
Colorado was already facing a roughly $700 million shortfall next fiscal year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A nearly four-decade tradition returns to Denver this weekend. The Colorado Black Arts Festival is a free and family-friendly event in City Park. Jaleesa McIntosh is the festival's executive director.
We definitely work hard to make this a community event that welcomes everyone from different walks of life into our festival grounds. We like to look at it as a cultural exchange, open for anyone that wants to share in our stories of the African diaspora as well as the Black culture through the visual and performing art.
And the festival runs through Sunday. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News.